Rich Lowry says that you are the most fabulous whiner in the world, and that you have shown that if you were to sit across from a Putin or from Mexico or from the Middle East leaders, that as soon as they said something you don't like, you'd become a whiner, you'd become snipey with them, and that you wouldn't get anything done. What do you say to that?
Well, I think he's probably right. I am the most fabulous whiner. I do whine because I want to win, and I'm not happy if I'm not
winning. Are whiners winners?
And I am a whiner. And I'm a whiner, and I keep whining and whining until I win. And I'm going to win for the country, and I'm going to make our country great again. Our country right now is a debtor nation. We have airports that are third world airports. We have roadways that are falling apart. We have bridges that are coming down and that are unsafe. 60% of the bridges in this country need work, and they're unsafe.
But how do you pass that infrastructure bill? How do you work with government? You can't just come back at everybody.
Chris, I've been better
when
at
they
working
insult
with
you.
Government. I've made, hey, Chris, I'm worth more than $10 billion. I've been working with government all my life.
But
that's
you've
what
also
I do.
Been
I
very,
work with government.
You've been very rough on people over the years. It's worked for you, but in politics,
well,
it's a little different.
You have to be rough, though, Chris.
I know, but you can't always be rough.
I know you, and I know your brother. And your brother's a rough cookie, okay? And he's a good guy.
And
but
there's
he's a rough cookie.
There's a price for being rough.
Done, and you get things done. But you're a rough guy.
You've been rough. You threatened to sue me and my parents for giving birth to me.
No, I would never do that.
That's
no,
exactly
no,
what you did. You played very rough sometimes.
The world. And you know, I'm a huge fan of your mother. I don't know. You know, your mother and
well,
my mother.
Well, she's watching right now, so don't say anything about me. She'll be very upset.
Well,
you know
I'm
how she felt about
your
parents.
Mother, and my mother loved your mother. And, you know, they knew each other from Queens. They went to the same beauty parlor together.
We grew
right?
up in the same place. That's right. They did. Yeah. We won't talk about the styles that they had done to them, but they
I'm
did go to
the
same.
Style, but it was okay.